Thank you, Bubba Bump, for sponsoring today's episode. Bubba Bump's purpose is to nurture women into motherhood with products catered to not only babies, but postpartum mums. They have incredible packs on their website, including all things labor prep, postpartum, and recovery. It's so important to prepare for these times and make it as easy and comfortable as possible. Bubba Bump is a go-to brand and option. I love that they've really thought of everything in their packs. You can use code GROW, A-N-D, GLOW, to save 15% off and find the link alongside the discount code in the show notes.
This podcast is brought to you by Media8.
We begin today by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we gather today and pay our respects to their elders past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Right from day dot when we came on here, we said, this is your girlfriend chat. This is how we talk back and forth. We want to be vulnerable. We want to be open. We want to be here and be unapologetically us.
Being a mum and being in this online world, everyone has a say about what you do, what you wear, how you show up, whether your kids add too many friggin' vegetables. Like, you know, everyone's got something to say and the noise can get really loud. Welcome to the Grow and Glow podcast. I'm Ashy.
I'm Kiara.
We are mums, entrepreneurs, speakers, authors, and driven to make a difference.
We challenged our past beliefs, overcame our doubts, and you can too.
Let's go deep, let the emotions flow.
Find the lessons to grow and glow.
Welcome back to another episode of Grow and Glow. We're excited to be here today. It's a little bit random though, isn't it?
It is a little bit random. We had this big chat yesterday. And we were just like, we need to go on the podcast and talk about this. So it's not as planned.
Yes.
But we're really excited for today's convo.
And we were just vibing. Like, I think we were voice messaging for like 45 minutes and you sent me a photo of like goosebumps. You're like, wow, this is so powerful. Let's talk about this tomorrow. So before we get into it though, let's go into our share of the week. What are you going to share with us this week?
So my share of the week, I like to relax around the pool when the kids are in there. And I used to always just lay on the hard tiles. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get myself a little like fold out chair. Go on from Kmart. It's probably, I think it's like $15 or something. It is so good. It's got a little cushion thing.
Oh
so
my gosh.
Even if I'm laying out there reading or something like that, it's so good. And now I don't go out around the pool without it. So that's my little share of a week.
I love that. And you could take it to the beach too, right?
Yeah. And it folds up. Like it's tiny. So easy to bring around with you.
Perfect. You need to post a photo into our Grow and Glow community.
It's not cute. It's like navy blue with stripes on it. But that'll it's functional.
It's comfortable. Love that. My share of the week is a TV series. I've spoken about it on my socials before, and there's three of them. It's Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. They all kind of intertwine with each other, but they're all completely separate series. But just like the actors, the storyline, the way it's all played out, like I am obsessed. I love it. I've literally done Chicago Fire twice now because I rewatched it when Steve wanted to watch it. So, so good.
Wow. I need to watch that.
Yes.
You know, if you watch something twice, that it's yes. pretty good.
And some of the characters in Chicago Fire.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never even heard of it.
Steve's like, do you like the show or do you like the men on the show? I'm
like, bit of both.
Bit of both, babe. Bit of both. So good. All right. Should we get into today's episode?
Yeah.
Let's
should we
do
get
it.
To where it kind of began and what made us have this conversation?
Yeah, definitely. So we've been having these big conversations lately about playing it small and dimming your sparkle to make other people feel comfortable. And we've been talking about this back and forth the last couple of weeks, but yesterday we had some pushback, backlash, whatever you want to call it, about Kiara and I swearing on this podcast, which for us, it's like, we just giggled, like it doesn't upset us, but some people are really offended and upset by our swearing. And, you know, initially it's like, oh, should we not swear? And yeah. We're like, no, we're not going to stop what we're doing to make other people feel comfortable. And it's not just about the swearing. We're going to go right deep into how deep these layers go in all areas of our life. But we're like, no, we own it. We swear when we're passionate, when we're excited. And that's just, it is what it is.
You listen to our voice messages. And like right from day dot when we came on here, we said, this is your girlfriend chat. This is how we talk back and forth. We want to be vulnerable. We want to be open. We want to be here and be unapologetically us. Mm. You listen to the voice messages on our phone. We have plenty of them. And every single one, I'm like, oh, fucking this, fucking that. And you're like, oh, fucking this. Fuck. Like, you know, depending on the topic.
Yes.
But even if we're really passionate, we're like, that's so fucking good. Like, so happy for you. Like, that's just how we chat. And also, like, I feel like, yeah, when you're passionate, excited about things, you obviously talk in different ways and people show up daily in different ways. So being very excited, being passionate about the topics we're talking about yes. on the podcast, like, yeah, we're going to swear a bit more than we usually do.
100%. And let's go a little bit deeper into how this plays out in our everyday lives. And I've been working through this with my coach, and I've been really struggling with the realization that I have been playing it really small online and in my real life. And it kind of sparked from one of our previous episodes when I was talking about buying my investment properties.
Yeah.
I don't talk about it because I don't want other people to feel uncomfortable. I don't want other people to be triggered. I don't want other people to feel like they're not doing enough or compare. And I just want everyone to feel comfortable and safe. And I want to stay relatable and all this. I'm like, holy shit, I'm playing it so small. I'm not authentically showing up and talking about everything I want to talk about because I'm so scared of what other people might think or how it might make them feel. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not responsible for anyone else's emotions but my own. And I should never, and you girls should never, ever, ever have to dim your sparkle, dim your light, play it small, shrink down in a room because someone else might be triggered by you.
100%.
Like, we're not available for that.
No.
And none of you should be either. And this can be played out in so many areas of your life, right? Like, whether it's in your workplace or what you wear as a mum or, oh my gosh, we went over so many examples yesterday.
We did. Yeah. Even in the workplace we're talking about, like, you know, if you feel like when you turn up and you go to work, somebody's going to have something to say if you're the one that's always, you know, the most confident or the most like this, or you have these great ideas. And I feel like I personally can say, like, I've been in those situations so many times where I've been like, oh, just don't say anything and sit back and just watch or listen.
Yeah.
And no, like, show up, be you, you know, not. And this is a thing that I said to Ashley as well when this all happened. I said, if everyone was agreeing with everything we were saying on this podcast, and if they didn't have any pushback at all, I would actually be really upset because you're not showing up and you're not being true to yourself. Mm-hmm. If people have certain things to push back on or to say, I think that's really great. A, some things we might actually be like, great, like thank you for that. Like, you've really showed me a different perspective or opened my eyes. And then other times it's like, well, like, people just aren't always going to agree.
Yeah. And I love working with a coach or talking with a friend or listening to something on a podcast and getting triggered. And I know that is a little bit like, oh, what do you mean you enjoy that? Well, I can't say I enjoy it, but it's the reflection. It's a highlight of what I need to focus on, what I need to heal, an old wound. Like, that's showing me what I need to focus on, because if I don't, it's going to sit there and it's going to get bigger and I'm going to sit in that story that's probably holding me back. And if you are playing it small, it really is going to be holding you back in so many areas of your life. And I look at who I am inspired by, you know, whether it's people online or people in my life, it is the people that are unshakable. They don't give a fuck what anyone thinks about them. They are unapologetically, still respectfully, but unapologetically, authentically themselves, regardless of what anyone says or thinks about them. And, you know, being a mum and being in this online world, everyone has a say about what you do, what you wear, how you show up, whether your kids have too many friggin' vegetables. Like, you know, everyone's got something to say and the noise can get really loud. And I think I've got a bit of trauma from past and online hate that I do find it quite triggering when people push back on me. But this is my work to not be scared, to be brave and to show up as who I am. And regardless of what people think of me, to just really own who I am. Because at the end of the day, like, I know my mission, I know my purpose, and I know everything that I do comes from a really good place.
Yeah.
So if it triggers someone or someone has pushback, like, I'm so always here to have open conversations in a respectful manner, but I'm done. I'm done with playing it small. And I've realized this last couple of weeks how much I am playing it small and I'm over it. I'm like frustrated at myself when I reflect on like the last year, things that I don't talk about or things I get like really think about how it's going to come across. Like, I just want to be me.
It's holding you back.
It is. Yeah. And I want to attract women who are also on that same level and are open-minded and who want to have those conversations that are challenging and uncomfortable and different and that do things outside the box. It's 2022. There isn't a one size fits all with work, with career, with motherhood, and relationships. It's not like that anymore.
You just want to jump in and be able to go full steam ahead with everything and not feel like, oh, I have to tiptoe around that. I have to do this differently. I have to hold back. Maybe I shouldn't share this. If you can show up each day, as we keep saying, being respectful, being kind-hearted, not being an asshole, but still just being yourself and having your different say in things without filtering yourself, as long as you're coming from a kind, you know, a kind 100%. Point of view, then I feel like yeah, it's just, it's when you actually sit down and like we were talking about it yesterday, I was like, it's crazy that, you know, people will say certain things when you question it, but it is hard because it does get noisy from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noisy, it's a good word.
Mm.
And the people with strong opinions just are so much louder.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lust Minerals, for sponsoring today's podcast. Superior quality, full coverage, vegan, cruelty-free, but still lightweight and breathable. Lust has a range of incredible beauty products to suit everybody's needs.
They also have no hard chemicals or toxins, which can cause severe skin and health issues. Lust is all about healing your skin underneath while being able to correct, cover, and conceal. Ashy, what's your favorite Lust product?
Mine's definitely the Illuminator. It is so beautiful. And now you can get $20 off your order when you spend over $50 with code GROW, A-N-D, GLOW. Find the link in the show notes below.
So the people that I look up to most and that inspire me are the ones that are making really big, bold moves that are so brave. They're just themselves. And I'm like, I want to be more like that. And I also want to inspire other women to be like that. But when I'm playing it small, I'm not only holding myself back, I feel like I'm holding my audience back and these women that are wanting to grow and step up. If I keep playing it small, make everyone comfortable, be so careful with what I say, they also are going to be playing it small like that. Yeah. I don't want that for anyone. I want to be a leader. I want to be a challenger. And if I trigger you or say something that makes you question something and opens up and expands you to unfold and get to know yourself on a deeper level, fuck yes.
Yeah.
That I want to create that movement and be a part of that and support women through that journey.
Yeah.
And it's a journey that I'm now leaning into even more. I am open and honest online. I do share a lot of what we go through.
Yeah.
But on reflection, I do filter certain parts of my life. And there is some things you don't want to share for sure. You're allowed to have your privacy. You don't have to share every single detail. But the things I believe that will be able to help other women, I do want to open up more about and share. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, there isn't just a one size fits all.
No. And I think there's a difference between, you know, when you're like filtering what you're saying, like you need to do it to an extent because you obviously want to think of other people and be courteous. Yes. But then it's like, so how much am I holding back though? Like it goes deep to like those little, it's triggering. If you're like, I don't know about you, but I get worried sometimes for triggering people with certain things. Like even if Kurt's at home, okay, this is something I've never spoken about before. But like say if he's done his work and he's home and it's like midday and I'm making him lunch, I will show me making myself lunch, but I won't show that he's there and that I'm also making him lunch because I feel worried that other people might get like weird about that because, for so many years that I wished that I could have had that and had him around a bit more and had someone to lean on. So like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I won't show. I'll be like, oh, I'm making this, I'm making that. And I'll just show everything on my side.
Because you're scared that they'll be like, oh, you're so lucky you have your partner home all the time. Comments like that.
Yeah. And I think too that I'm like, oh, I just don't want to upset anyone or make someone, because I know it used to feel so out of reach for me, but then it's like, no, I want to be that person someone can look up to and be like, how amazing that she has Kurt there. And it's going back to that old thing of weaning out the wrong people and letting the right people come in and be inspired by the different things. But now having this conversation, like that is definitely something that I kind of hide from time to time. Or if Kurt's in the background and I'm doing something, I'll be like, oh, babe, like, I don't know. I kind of get like self, I think because maybe it was such a huge goal of mine and I am really proud of it. I'm really proud that he has more of a flexible lifestyle. Like he was friggin' running himself to the ground and he hated his job.
And didn't see his kids as much as what he would have loved to.
And it was horrible, but I think it's sometimes the things that we're like the most proud of or the most excited about.
Yes.
That we kind of go like, oh, like I don't want to
100%
anyone. Yeah.
But then when you see people that are owning this and just being like having lunch with my partner or
I don't think anything of it.
Going to do this or whatever. Oh,
I'm just like, how cool. Like I don't think anything of it. And I think that's, you know, again, just being authentic and being true to yourself. And it's such a fine line of being mindful of other people, but also like you don't want to have to dull your sparkle or make somebody else look at you and be like, oh, that's an average like day in her life. She's making herself food, the kids are down sleeping. Like I can 100%. Just be like, yeah, Kurt's here too. Like he's working, he's sitting over there on the laptop, or he was working this morning, he was working last night. You know, you still got to get the work done, but the flexibility and having him around at home. Yeah. And I think as well, I have had a few comments about this. Like, you're so lucky he's here.
Yes.
And I am. And I am so grateful to be in the situation that we're in. But also Like, I am very inspired by seeing other people. You know, I wouldn't have taken the leaps that I'd taken and tried the different things that I had if I didn't have other inspiring people to look up 100%. To want to take those risks.
Definitely. Yeah. I've had cool conversations over the years with some women that are more open-minded. Sometimes you know that when a comment or a message comes through, you know there's no point like putting any energy into trying to have a conversation because they've made up their mind about you and they're closed off. But I have had some really beautiful conversations. This one in particular one stood out when Steve and I went on a trip to Bora Bora without Taj. We went on a week trip. It was incredible. And this one lady came at me and sent me this horrific message, just like, you don't know how lucky you are. You're such a spoiled brat. You rub it in our faces. I've never had a holiday. Like, you know, you shouldn't be showing all of this, just all of these projections. And I had to stop and like, it's triggering when someone comes at you with that. And then you start to feel bad and question things. But I was like, I'm going to open up a conversation with her. And I was like, how are you? I genuinely want to know how you are. And she's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm stressed. I'm a single mom. I have no help. It's not fair. You get to go on a holiday. Who's looking after Taj? You've got your mum around. Like, I wish I had some help. And I was like, I feel you. I really feel you. And I'm so sorry that you're feeling all of this load carried on your shoulders. I wish I could bring you to Bora Bora, but like how you're feeling is so, so valid. I can understand how this is really triggering for you. And she calmed down straight away and she's like, oh, thank you. I just want someone to tell me that I'm doing a good job. I was like, you are. You're doing a fucking amazing job and you deserve a break. And I hope you get one soon. I hope you can reach out to your friends or some. You can find a way to have a break. But anyway, it was a long conversation. We were back and forth in voice message. In the end, she was like, I'm so sorry. I just threw that all out on you. I was just so, I'm so tired. I'm so frustrated. I haven't had a break in years. And it was really triggering to see you jump on a plane and go to an island and lay on the beach and relax. And I took it out on you. But it's, and in the end, she was like, it's actually really inspiring because I actually know how hard you work. Like, I know that you deserve this. You deserve to have a break. Like, all the hate that you've been through, all the work, you know, the work that you've put into your life, you've created this for yourself and it is inspiring, but I just got really triggered and I took it out on you. It was such a cool conversation. And that's the thing with triggers. Hey, it's like, it's highlighting like, oh, okay, that doesn't feel very good for me. Like, what's actually coming up for me? A lot of times it's got nothing to do with that other person. It's what's going on internally for you.
Totally. And I think as well, it's easy to dehumanize someone who's doing these great things. Like, you need to remember like, Kurt's at home a bit more, but then he's like spending a lot of time with the kids. So like spending time with the kids can be really difficult, you know, like it's just that juggling act. And people have, you know, incredible holidays and this and that, but it's not to say that, even you going away and doing certain things, like I know you have that bit of a like, ooh, feeling. Because even about the backlash, the worry of what people are going to say or the certain way of doing things. But at the end of the day, we are all human. We are all trying to create the best lives for ourselves. And I do feel for that lady though, because I think like we fully relate to that. We know what it's like being 100%. Up a million times a night to a crying baby, having, and like especially even more so now, like the having no help thing, not having my family around. Like, you know, it has highlighted that part. And Kurt's mum works full time, so she's very busy. And his dad, they're amazing. But it, like, you can so relate to that. Like, there's days where I'd be like, damn, like, I'd love to just go. And I know you feel the same.
100%.
I'd just go out for dinner with hubby and have some one-on-one time.
And everyone's feelings are so valid. Like, I get thrown a lot of comments like, oh, you have help with your kids. I'm like, yeah, I do have to hire a nanny. I don't have any family around. Like, I literally don't have a dad. Steve's dad's passed away as well. His mum is 70, still working full-time in Brisbane. My mum's lives in North Queensland. I have zero family members around, so I have to hire help. If my mum was around, I would love to get her help. Or, you know, us mums that have to work or choose to work, it's either daycare or get a nanny. But why do women have to cop so much flack for getting help? It's like that's our life. That's what we've created. If you choose to be a stay-at-home mum, amazing. But that's something that I get really nervous to talk about is like hiring help. That's something I never talk about because I get so much pushback on it. But I'm like, no, like that's the life that I want. I want to work. I've got passions and purpose and I want to create jobs for people and create this life where I get to enjoy it all and make it work. I'm going to do that. And I'm damn proud of that.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of that.
And if you listen to the outside noise too much, it would really, like it really does affect the way that you show up. Yeah, and I mean, we've been pretty good. You know, like it doesn't stop you from going on your holidays. It doesn't stop me from doing this or sharing us going away or whatever. Yeah. But like if you get so caught up in worrying about what everyone else thinks in even your day-to-day life, like whoever is listening and, you know, worrying about this or worrying about that, or like if you want to like rock that little mini skirt, like fucking wear what you want to wear, do what you want to do, and just be you. Like we always say, if you have good intentions, then it's okay to not align or agree with every single person.
100%. And I suppose let's talk about online comments as well. Like, because I feel like comments in general doesn't have to be online. You could get them in your workplace, from your friends, from your mother-in-law. Like, we get so many DMs on the daily being like, how do I deal with this situation? Hence why we do sticky situations, which is so fun. But when these comments come through and you are triggered, it's okay to be triggered. I think trying to live a life where you have no triggers is very unrealistic. You're kind of setting yourself up for failure. There's going to be so many moments where you feel triggered, but you need to take that sting out and just give yourself time to like calm down and be like, okay, it doesn't feel good. Let's explore that. Why is it feeling shit for me or whatever? Mm-hmm. But choose how you respond.
Yeah.
It's so powerful how you respond. And this is something Katie Dean talked to me yesterday. I had a coaching session with my good girlfriend, Katie Dean. Well, she's Katie Ford now. And she was like, you know, when comments come your way, say the swearing. At first I messaged Kiara and I was like, oh my God, these girls are really upset that we're swearing. Like, fuck. Fuck, what do we do? And, you know, Katie said to me, you should reply and say, yeah, we love to swear. Love that for us.
Yeah.
We don't have to explain. We don't have to say we're going to not do it. We don't have to change anything. We can acknowledge them, but we love that about us.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, own it. If someone says to you, oh, Kiara, that mini skirt is so short. Like, you're a mom. You shouldn't wear this. Respond and say, well, this mom does.
Yeah, I'm rocking
and
it.
And I love it.
I look great. I feel great.
I feel great.
Yeah, I feel great.
Full stop.
Yeah.
Cool. Acknowledge it. Own it.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah.
There's so many ways we can choose to respond to this stuff. And this is something I'm still navigating how to do. Because sometimes I feel like I need to over-explain myself or I want to get in these deep conversations. And it's like, for what?
What was the other thing that Katie said to you, that really powerful line about debate?
Oh, she just said, like, you are not up for debate anymore, Ashy.
Yeah.
You know, so much. Well, let's bring it back. So she said the reason why these online comments affect me so much is because years and years ago when there was many hate pages and it was consuming my life and nearly ended my life and I really wasn't coping, that was so loud and noisy that when things started to get good and I started to get like positive praise and feedback that I was helping again and making a difference, that got that serotonin hit and I started to feel good. But you can see how the negative comments pull me back to that trauma.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know, no matter what you put out there, you have to validate yourself and remember that you're not up for debate. Mm. What you do, how you show up, how you parent, what you wear, it's not up for debate for anyone. They can throw their opinions at you. They can spit it out at you like a hot dragon, whatever, but you're not up for debate. And you get to have that boundary in place and choose what you do with those comments and opinions.
I was just so
empowered.
Oh, as soon as you said that part, that you are not up for debate, I was like,
I'm not. That's I'm not available incredible. For it.
Yeah, I love it. It's so true.
But why do we have to be?
Hey,
we don't, but we choose to. And I have been available for it. And I've allowed that because I get into these conversations and debates and comments back and forth, trying to explain myself or trying to make them like me or see my point. And then I dim myself because I don't want to upset them more. Like, I'm not up for that anymore. No. I'm done.
Yeah, and I feel like too online, a lot of people make up their minds beforehand too.
100%. So Without even knowing the full context of the story.
And that's on them. They can make that decision and that's fine. Like, if we're not your cup of tea, by all means, I completely get it. Not everyone's going to be your cup of tea. But I just don't really understand why people do it. I really, really don't understand why somebody would come on and be like, even the swearing, like, oh, blah, blah. It's like, why does it matter? Like, do we actually get on there and do anything horrible? Are we doing horrible things?
No.
Are we tearing this down and that down and saying this and saying that? Like, I feel like we're very respectful in the way that we say things. Yes, we want to inspire and we want to make people not feel alone and share our experiences, but I feel like we do it in a respectful manner. They're swearing because we're very passionate about the different things we've gone through and they're some of the most vulnerable situations we've ever shared.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think what it comes back to is us realizing that the way that they react doesn't need a response from us.
No.
Because that's a reaction. That's not them taking in whatever's happened, thinking like, why did that trigger me? Why did I feel that way? That's just them just like full blown, straight heat of the moment, angry. This is what I think about you, you fucking bitch. I'm like, okay. I'm going to make my coffee now. And my husband is salad.
Yesterday when the swearing went, I loved one of your comment replies. Well, it was like, don't listen.
Yeah, just don't listen
easy
to it.
Easy fix.
It's really,
because we're not going to change. We're not up in debate of what you think's right or wrong. We're not going to fit into this box. But somewhere along the lines, I would presume that their parents or people around them have said, swearing's really bad.
True.
You sound trashy when you swear.
Yeah.
Like whether it's her mum or a dad or a caregiver or someone around, like that's disgusting. Girls shouldn't swear. So now she's conditioned and triggered when other girls swear because she's like, oh, that's trashy. That feels gross.
Yes.
But for me, I mean, I don't care what people say.
Neither.
It doesn't upset me because I wasn't told naughty girl for swearing. Like,
as not that
I
was swearing when I was directly rude to
no,
you.
No, you not know. That I was swearing when I was 5 years old. But
you're probably hearing it though, and yeah. I was. I always had swearing around me. So to me, I'm like, it's just to add a bit more zhuzh to a conversation, or it's like when you're passionate or excited.
But that's where I think when we can try to come from understanding place, it's like somewhere along the lines, those people have been said that it's bad or this and that. So that's why it's uncomfortable for them. I still wouldn't ever go to a page and be like, this is what I think.
No.
I don't have the time for that. No. But that's what I don't understand. But she was fine in the end. She's like, I still want to listen. Great conversation.
Yeah, and I think it was really good to just be like, hey, you know, and just make them understand, like, there's so many different sides to us as people. There's our mum side, which I show a lot on YouTube. I show a lot of my mum side. I show a lot of, like, being with the kids, making lunches, doing this, doing that. And then there's a side of me that's on Instagram, and, like, I'll swear from time to time when the kids aren't around.
Yeah.
And then there's the side of the podcast, which is more like us being just us, not, like, I lean more into being the mum me on YouTube. I feel like I'm a little bit of back and forth of both on Instagram and here. Like, I want to show up and be me.
Yes.
And me as, like, a girlfriend, like, how, like, we say it all the time, this is exactly how we talk.
100%. You get to wear multiple hats. And even, like, it's, like, different friendships. Like, I have some friendships that whenever we're together, it's really, really deep. Like, we talk about everything we're unpacking, we're learning, like, it's emotional. And I fucking love that. And then I have some friends, like Nat and Shares, when us three are together, it's just, like, so fun. Everything is turned to, like, sexual and dirty and, like, jokes and pranks. And it's just this really light, fun energy. I've got friends that are a mix of both. Like, you show up in different energies on different days around different people. And I'm the same as you as well with the different platforms. I feel like Instagram, it is, I've thought about what I want to say and I'm trying to condense it down because not everyone has 45 minutes to watch me on their phone. Whereas a podcast, you know, you're going to sit down or drive or go on a walk for 45 minutes listening to someone. So we can give more context and explore more and unpack more. But Instagram is a little bit more filtered.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, if you got on there and you were like trying to talk about one of those big, deep conversations and you had such a small amount of time, you're like, fuck this, fuck that, blah, blah, blah. People would be like, what the hell are you even going on about?
Yes.
But then with a podcast, you know, you hear the conversation build up and you can understand where it's coming from. Like there is,
Yeah,
so much more context.
100%. But yeah, I suppose overall, we are on this mission together and we want to empower and for you girls to jump on board too, to one, be unshakable.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you are inside out so that when any comments come get thrown your way, it doesn't shake you. And I'm not quite there yet. I feel like I'm in quite a transitional period. Like I'm ready to up level. It's like a staircase. Katie said this yesterday. It's like you climb up the stairs and then you sit at this level and you've worked through so much and you kind of sit here and sail smooth for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then you step up again. It's really uncomfortable and more gets unpacked and you find out more about yourself and the things you need to work on and you keep leveling up. And I feel like I'm in this transitional period. Even Steve said last week, he's like, you are transitioning hard. And I love it. I was like, I am.
Oh, I love that.
But it's really, really uncomfortable. It's really scary. And I'm having to be brave, but I'm still like shit scared.
Yeah.
But it's having that awareness. And we want you girls to be unshakable, be 100% authentically, unapologetically you.
Yeah.
And those that connect with you, vibe with you, want to be on this journey will be more attracted and drawn to you. And the ones that aren't, they can dwindle away and that's so fine. You're in different parts of your journey. One's not right or wrong, but we're wanting to attract women who are on this same vibe, like same frequency as what we are.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. We want to have this conversation maybe in 6 months or a year to give you an update on how we're feeling.
And I think it's putting yourself out of your comfort zone. Yeah. Like this podcast has kind of pushed us to that next level to be like, okay, if you're going to be vulnerable and open up, you're going to be talking about things that mean something to you. So of course it's going to trigger bits and pieces. But
triggering for us.
That's where the growth happens. Yes. You know, that's where the growth happens and that's the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah. We almost don't want you girls to feel comfortable listening to this.
No.
I almost want the triggers. I want the feelings. I want the emotions. Like we say it in our intro, let the emotions flow so you can grow and glow.
Yeah.
We want you to feel empowered, inspired and moved. We want, you know, almost to feel a little bit turbulent inside so you like create change.
Yeah. Because
if you're not moving and if things aren't feeling a little shaky sometimes, you're not growing.
No.
We're here to grow and glow. Yeah. We're here to help you with that.
I love that.
Love it too. So I feel like we could talk about this so much more. But if you're in our community, we'd love to know any further questions you have on this topic. Maybe we could do a part two and dive more deeper into other things.
I'd love to, maybe even a few different categories, different parts of life where,
Yes, because there's different, like your work, your motherhood, relationships. There's so many different areas that this can be showing up. So yeah, we can definitely dive deeper, but I think we'll wrap it up here and we hope you guys enjoyed, but we do have our opinions of the week.
Oh yes.
It's time for an opinion of the week.
Okay, so my opinion of the week this week, I tried scheduling sex.
Yes, give us the update.
You know how we spoke about it?
Yes, and you were like, what? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to try it.
First of all, how was Kurt when you went home and suggested
it? He was triggered at the start.
Okay.
Not triggered. He was just like, I don't get why you need to do that. He's like, let's just have sex when you want to have sex. And I was like, I totally get it. But I was like, I'm just interested. I just want to try it. Let's give it a go. I'm not saying it's what we have to stick to. Let's just try it for like a week.
Yeah.
We tried it for a week and it wasn't for us.
Yeah.
Because then like there was one morning where we got down and dirty.
Yes.
And then that night, like I was keen again.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I don't know. And then we try different things. Then we have days where I would be like, oh, I'm not really feeling it today.
Yes.
Which is fine. Yes. But then the chemistry is not there as much.
So
we kind of feel like if we just go off cue when we're feeling like we want to.
Yes.
Then, yeah, we feel like it works better for us.
I totally agree with that. And I like that whole like, I can't even say this word, spontaneity.
Or spontaneously.
Just like being spontaneous. Like
yes.
That excitement. But I think the way that the guy explained it to me was like, it is very hard for couples with children to both be in the mood at the same time with no children around. So for a lot of couples, it is the only way that they are going to be intimate because there is kids running around. Like I find it so hard, even on weekends. Like Taj doesn't sleep anymore. Obviously he's at school, but there's no time where he's not at our feet. Like when can we have sex?
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, we're both tired. So it's then like, okay, get up earlier. Or like, you know,
it is like that. You do have to get up a bit earlier, go to bed a bit later, do those little
things. Chuck
them
on the iPad.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. That whenever Regan goes down for that midday nap, I say to them, I'm like, you can do Play-Doh, drawing, iPad. Just don't bother me for an hour.
So I totally feel you as well. I'm a mix. I definitely see why parents, Some people need to do it because otherwise they'll just never.
Totally.
And he said like the chance of you both being in the mood at the same time is very, very rare.
Yeah.
With stresses and kids and like moods, time of the month, whatever.
Yes.
But I totally get that like, oh, we feel it. Let's go now,
you know?
But it's so much harder with kids.
It is. Yeah. And I think like we spoke about when we were talking about it is like it comes and goes in waves. So yes. I have a week. So I think it's the week after my period.
When you're ovulating.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
You're like ready to make level. A baby.
But then like the week before my period, I'm like, oh, like don't touch me. Like
yeah.
I do. I love you so much. And I think you're so sexy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm just not like, you just don't, I don't know if it's like the, I get really bloated in that. If I just like feel a bit, and the emotions and that.
Energy drained.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, and Kurt knows that. He's like, oh, period just ended. He's like, I'm getting in.
Yeah.
Like, he loves it. He knows. But
100%.
And the sex is so good. And we have it heaps in that week.
Yes.
And then like maybe the next week might like slow down a bit
more. Oh, it's so like us as well. That week after the period, we are on. But the week before as well, I just feel a bit more tired. Just more depleted, like not in the mood, not as sexy, just not as keen. But I still want to connect and like cuddle or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I totally.
I'm not jumping at it every night.
Yes.
No.
No. Love that. My opinion of the week is, as I keep referring back to being mum because we are mums and it consumes a lot of our life, but as mums owning businesses, showing up online, juggling a million balls in the air, your brain can only hold so much information. Get a diary or a scheduling app.
Oh, I love that.
You have to. You have to brain dump. You have to put things, schedule things in, write things down, have a plan for your week. Otherwise, you'll just get consumed by one thing or the other and you'll feel like you get nothing done. And you'll get to the end of the week and be like, fuck, I actually didn't achieve anything, or I still got this massive to-do list. When I schedule things, color coordinate it, have it written down, my list of priorities, I just go into the week so relaxed, knowing what needs to get done. If there's other things that I'd like to do and don't get done, that's okay too. I'm still flexible with it, but getting it out of my head and trying to remember it all takes away so much stress.
Love that.
Yeah. So just get a scheduling app
so good.
Or a diary or a to-do list and just keep yourself accountable, have your priorities in order and get it out of your head because you can't
otherwise
hold
you,
that much.
Like I don't know about you. If it's like even with the groceries, I would text Kurt and I'll be like, apples. Strawberries, because I'll think like, crap, we're all out of that.
Yes.
And when we go, we forget. But if I don't, then I'm constantly thinking to myself like, okay, we need more apples when we go to the grocery shop. We need more apples when we go to the grocery
shop. And that consumes a lot of your energy when your energy might be better off spent being present with your kids or working on your project or you know, being really productive with your emails at work or whatever responsibilities you have, but that energy that you're consuming of trying to remember everything and then double booking yourself, it's a waste. That.
Yeah, it's so true.
Take away so much stress.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yay. Another episode done.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a great one.
It was a good one.
Yeah. We had no notes for this one either. We just jumped in, guys. We were like, we had a good convo.
I say to Kiara, almost like wish we had recorded our voice messages yesterday because they were just on fire. I hope we didn't miss anything.
I know.
Man, it was a good conversation.
I know.
But if you're in our community, jump in and let's have some chats. If you're not a part of our community, we'll pop it in the show notes. It's just like a private Facebook forum where we chat after the podcast and ask you guys for suggestions. You'll be first access to some things that we've got planned in the future. So that's a nice little like community that we've got going
nice
on.
Nice little family.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. We'll see you we'll be in your ears in the next episode.
See you then.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We want to know, what did you guys get out of the episode? Come over to our GNG community on Instagram and have a chat with us. Or we also have an exclusive Facebook forum community where we can connect with like-minded people and can grow and glow together.
Please remember to share, review and subscribe if you want to catch every new episode on Wednesday at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Your support is so appreciated to help us continue our passion to help you all grow and glow.
Plus, come find us while you're waiting for the next episode,
where we share our daily lives at Ashy Bynes and at Aussie Mum Vlogger on Instagram.
Don't forget,
you've got this.